Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Take your seat 1 minute. Let me give you a sharp 5 minutes, 10 minutes charge. 5 minutes charge. Today is our nation's independence. And want to queue into this day to experience liberty, true liberty. We have had independence since 1960. But the question is whether the nation as a whole is truly free yet. But forces of liberty. There are scriptural forces of liberty that we'll look at in 7 minutes. John chapter 8, verse 32 and 36. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if the Son of Man shall make you free, 36, you shall be free indeed. Number one is the force of the word. The word of God makes free. He sent his word and healed them. Psalm 107 verse 20. And delivered them from all their destructions. The force of the word. Number two is the spirit of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 17. He said, the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The spirit of God is a spirit of liberty. In his presence, there is liberty. The force of the word, the spirit of God. Number three is the power of the blood of Jesus. Because we are about to take the communion tonight. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 and 12. He said, as for thee, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth your prisoners out of the pit wherein there is no water. Turn you to your strongholds, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I render double unto you the power of the blood that we are about to take tonight. Number four is the force of genuine worship and praise. In Psalm 32 and in verse 7, he said, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Songs carry deliverance power. No wonder Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16 and in verse 25, at midnight they prayed and then they sang. Praise unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were loosed, and everyone's bands opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Genuine worship and praise carries a climate that brings deliverance. Number five is the force of fasting and praying. There are chains and yokes that are cracked by the life of fasting. Isaiah 58, verse 6. Is not this the fast? Verse 6, rather. Is not this the fast I have chosen? What fast? To loose bands of wickedness. Undo the heavy burdens. Let the oppressed go free. And you break every yoke. So fastings will loose bands of wickedness. I'm reading it. You took it off. It will loose bands of wickedness. It will undo heavy burdens. It will let the oppressed go free, and it will break every yoke. The first, that is why we're meant to be fasting today, being Wednesday midweek service. Number six is the force of sacrifice. Sacrifice carries liberation power. Psalm 126 verse 1, it said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. How was it turned? Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. That sowing is sacrificial. It turns captivities. Psalm 20 verse 1. All the way to verse 3. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee.
send you help from the sanctuary,
strengthen you from Zion. How? As he remembers all your burnt offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. The force of sacrifice. Genesis chapter 8 and in verse 20. And the Bible said, and Noah builded an altar unto the Lord. He took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelt a sweet savour. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living. That is, by this sacrifice, I take off the curse. I take off the curse from the ground. Everything that is a curse around your life shall be broken in Jesus' name. And number seven is the force of prophetic impact. The prophet over your life is critical for the liberation of your destiny, for liberty. And by a prophet, Hosea chapter 12 and in verse 13, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. He brings people out of their Egypt, out of their captivity, by the prophetic covering over their lives. And I speak to everyone here today. Every Egyptian captivity of your life, I declare it broken. I declare it broken. I declare it broken. I declare it broken. And so what have we said? The force of liberty, number one. The force of the word, number two. The spirit of God, number three. The power of the blood, number six. The four, the force of genuine worship and praise. Number five, the force of fasting and praying. Number six, the force of sacrifice. And number seven, the force of prophetic impact. You shall receive all of that tonight in Jesus' name. Stand up on your feet. And that was 6 minutes, 18 seconds. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Tonight, your freedom and your liberty is guaranteed. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say louder amen. Look at the number, say Jesus shall make the difference in your life. You are not serving God for nothing. You are not wasting your time. You are not wasting your life.